Audio file, lesson 55. Prayer. The message: children of God pray regularly. The story: prayer. Prayer is an opportunity for us to feel close to God. Praying is described as the breathing of the soul. It is necessary for us to pray. We can experience a living faith when we pray. When we pray, we experience God's presence and we believe that He hears as well as answers our prayers. When we pray, we humbly bow before God and allow the Holy Spirit to inspire a prayer within us. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave important instructions concerning prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. We are not to make an outward show of prayer, nor are we to use a lot of words. We may address God as Father. Prayers should come from the heart. We are not required to pray a certain way. The intensity of a prayer can be encouraged by closing one's eyes, folding one's hands, or kneeling. By doing this, we are taking ourselves out of the busy activity of daily life to pause and bow before God in humbleness. As new apostolic Christians, we are encouraged to begin and end our day with a prayer. We also may pray before meals. We may also turn to God throughout the course of the day in order to feel His nearness and seek His help. In the family circle, children learn to pray as well as to develop their own prayer life. A prayer should include the following elements, and generally in this order: adoration and worship, thanks, petitions, and intercessions. Our knowledge of God's greatness prompts us to worship and adore Him. We give thanks for everything that has been given to us spiritually through His Word, grace, and the sacraments. We should also give thanks for the gifts we receive in our natural lives, such as food, clothing, and accommodation. We bring all our concerns to God in our petitions. Such concerns may relate to strengthening our faith, angel protection, or help in daily life. The most important petition is with regard to the return of Christ and our longing to be accepted in grace at that moment. When we intercede for another person, we express our love towards our family or neighbor and even those in the beyond. We always close our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Suggestions for the teacher. As a lead-in, show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let a boy make an emergency call to his mother with his mobile phone. He had an accident with his bike. He asked her to come and help him. The line is occupied. Explain. The line to God is never occupied. He is always available. Now begin telling the story. Afterwards, discuss with the children. What do we do at the beginning of a Sunday school or a divine service? A good answer? We pray. Why do we pray? It is an opportunity to be close to God. How do we pray? Closing our eyes and folding our hands. In our own words, honest heart. What are the elements of our prayer? Adoration, thanks, petitions, and intercessions. Show examples. For whom do we intercede? How do we adore God? Where do we pray? A good answer, at home and in church, and so on. Now the real life application. Ask children to pray at the beginning and at the end of a lesson. We have to help them and help them to overcome the fear of praying in front of other people. Finally, repeat the message with them. Children of God, pray regularly.